Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. The ninth perek deals primarily with somebody who plants truma. Now, truma is fruits and vegetables or other kinds of produce, and some truma is actually a seed that could be planted, and other kinds of truma have seeds within them. And so if somebody took this seed and planted it, it certainly could be, particularly with grain, it's easy to imagine that you have wheat sitting around and you could confuse it with the non-truma that you're going to put back in the field to grow more. And so somebody plants truma. Shogeg yupach umezi dikayim. If he did that by accident, then you must turn over the soil and destroy the plants before they grow. But if you did it on purpose, you need to leave it alone and let it grow. Now, it seems like a little counterintuitive. One might have thought the inverse, right? That if it's an accident, you can let it keep growing, where if it's on purpose, you should destroy it so you don't get benefit from it. But in fact, the reason is this. If you did it b'shogeg, then you made a mistake. It's an accident, and you do not want to end up growing this produce. You don't want to grow truma. And so you should turn over the soil so that there is no truma growing. If you did it on purpose, though, when you planted it, you knew it was truma. And that means you have now made intentionally truma plants. So it's forbidden to destroy them because they are truma. Or certainly it looks like you're destroying something that you know to be truma. And you can't destroy truma. And therefore, you have to let it grow. Imiviashlish. If the plant reached a third of its growth, this is the point at which we consider plants to have become produce, right? So at that point, bein shogeg bein mezid yikayim. Even if it was accidental, at that point you can't do anything with it. You can't destroy it anymore because it has reached the point at which it is itself considered produce, and so now you have truma produce, and you can't destroy it. The exception, however, is ubefishtan mezid yupach. If it was flax, then you destroy it no matter what. As long if it was mezid, if it was on purpose. Now, why is that the case? Because flax is unusual in that the truma is taken on the flax seed because the seed is what's edible, right? And the truma is on the food. But the primary benefit of the flax plant is not the seed. The primary benefit of the flax plant are the stalks, which we use to make linen. And therefore, if we allow you to keep the plant, you're benefiting significantly from your sin. Because, yes, it's true that the seeds will become truma, and you'll put them aside and you give them to the Kohen, etc. But you have gained an entire crop of linen, basically, at the expense of truma. And therefore, Chazal institute the knas to destroy the entire crop so that you won't benefit from the sin.